Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Have the storms of life left you in a distant place of heartache, fear, or distress? Join Celebration Tabernacle Church for our Follow the Yellow Brick Road Easter Play and Resurrection Sunday celebration, April 20th, 10 a.m. at the Space Coast Convention Center. Be ready for powerful praise and worship, glorious dance, and a life-changing message. We will see the salvation of many souls Easter Sunday. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited about this teaching this week, understanding why God says, be fruitful and multiply. Yesterday, we looked in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, where it says, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. So that command was onto Adam. God blessed them, and then he tells them, okay, I blessed you already. Be fruitful and multiply. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, after the flood, the Lord says to Noah and his sons, God blessed Noah and his sons, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. So he blessed before he gave the instruction, before he gave the command. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it tells us, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, who just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So it's already beforehand we were blessed. We're already blessed. We don't need to be begging for the blessing. We don't need to be giving $1,000 for the blessing. Yes. We're already blessed. So now with that blessing that we behold, what are we doing with it to bring forth productivity?
That's exactly right. And how important that is. I want to stress the fact here today, understanding why he says to be fruitful, why he blessed us and tells us that we ought to be fruitful. And we know for sure, because when you look at the scripture and just look in Genesis chapter 9, when Noah and his son, when they all come out of the ark, yes, thank you, the ark, they come in back in the earth realm, and the earth was destroyed. All vegetation, everything was gone through the flood. And when you look at 9, guys, and you go down to verse 20, it tells us that Noah obeyed. Mm-hmm. And this is it. Understand what God means when he said, be fruitful and multiply. In verse 20, and Noah began to be a what?
A farmer.
A farmer.
Mm-hmm. And planted a vineyard.
Yeah, come on. And Noah began to be a farmer. And he planted a vineyard. Understanding why God says, be fruitful where? In the earth realm. And multiply. So Noah obeyed the voice of God, and start to become productive. Mm-hmm. God expects productivity from our life. And we're going to talk about, and you can pick it up there, talk about the seed. Mm-hmm. The seed produces. God give us seed. We have the word seed, and we have the grape seed, the orange seed, the corn seed, and we must do something with them.
They all produce after their kind. They produce after their kind for the purpose which they were sent.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. The word is a seed. It produces after its kind. Mm-hmm. Corn is a seed. It produces after its kind. And we got them. Mm-hmm. We got all of it. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse. Go ahead.
It's Jesus who tells us that the word is the seed. In the parable of the sower. He said the seed is the word of God.
Come on.
So when we have the word for our situation, it will produce. In verse, where passages was in Genesis chapter 9, verse 20, and Noah began to be a farmer. He wasn't a farmer before. Yeah. It says he began to be a farmer. So he began to do something different in a place that was desolate.
Yeah.
Think about that. The flood passed.
Yeah.
The water finally subsides. They're in this boat for over a year. A lot of times we don't think about that. We just read it fast. It takes us 10 minutes to read through the chapters.
Yeah.
And then we see 40 days, so we think there it is there for 40 days. No, they were in the boat for about a year.
Yeah.
So now when they actually come out, nothing is like it once looked. Everything is desolate. The water had been up. The water then receded. But everything that was there was not like it was before. They're standing in a situation that looked impossible. But Noah knew that he could do hard things, right? Because when God asked him initially to build the ark, he began to build the ark.
Yeah.
So he was a builder. He was a carpenter. He had a skill level to be able to build the ark. They didn't have boats in that time. So he had no model to replicate in the earth. He had no proven systems or theories to replicate in the earth. He was going by what God told him. He didn't have any modern-day tools, any modern-day technology. He only had what was accessible to him at that time. He didn't have a whole lot of help. Most of the people didn't believe in what he was doing. So he's building this huge boat about the size of a football field, and he's doing it with no modern technology, and he's doing it with the vision that God gave him, the instruction that God gave him to be able to do it. So now they're off the boat, desolation. Yeah. And the Lord tells him, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth. So now he began to be a farmer.
Yeah.
And when he began to be a farmer, he produced a vineyard. Yeah. He was able to produce in the earth. He was able to produce in a new area of life. He went from boat building now to becoming a farmer. We have to be able to switch. We have to be able to do things different when God is calling us into different areas of influence to be able to do different things in the earth. We have to be able to be flexible enough to veer when God says that it's time to move on to something else. So he became a farmer, and he became a successful farmer to the point that he got drunk in his own success.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That is a good point. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so basically what happened was he figured it out. He got out, and he was never a farmer, but he looked at his circumstances, and he figured out how to do it.
Yeah.
And we all have gifts, and it doesn't have to be wonderful. It could just be what God gave us to do. And when we come up against the situation, we need to obey God and to figure it out and to see how we can do what he's asking us to do in order to be productive. And every single one of us has gifts. It's just that we're all different. So we have to work with what God gave us in order to produce.
Pastor had said on Sunday that unfruitful life has no dominion.
Yes.
An unfruitful life has no dominion. And it is so true. If we're not bearing fruit, we have no dominion. We have no ability to be able to subdue. We're at the subject of every little thing going on. We can't subdue anything if we are unproductive. But when we are productive, when we're operating in the light of God, when we're going forth in the gifting and the talents of the purpose of which God sent us into the earth, then we have dominion. People begin to look at us as a solution in the earth, as having light, being able to do. So with that productivity comes
Hallelujah.
Dominion.
Yes.
But you can't have dominion if you are unproductive. So if corn wants to take dominion of ground, it has to be sown in that ground.
Come on.
When the corn seed is sown in that particular section of ground, then corn has dominion in that ground.
Yes.
Then the farmer, he goes to another area of his field and he sows a different type of seed for a different type of crop. So wherever he sows that seed, that's what has dominion in that ground. It takes over. It thrives in that ground. So in order to operate in dominion, we must be fruitful and we must multiply that which God gave us. Then we looked at the parable of the talents in Matthew, I believe, chapter 25, where the God he gave according to their ability at that time. But then there as their ability increased, they increased in what they had. So you can't just look, okay, one had five, okay, one was given two, mm-hmm. one was given one, and then value their worth based off of that, because that was just their ability at that time. Because the one who was given five at the end of it ended up with 11.
Yeah.
The one who was given two at the end of it ended up with four.
That's
the
right.
one who was given one ended up with none.
Zero.
It was given based off of the ability.
Yeah.
So he was entrusted with one, but because he didn't do anything, he didn't establish dominion with the one that he had, then now he had none.
All right. Stay right there, guys. Mm-hmm. Look, unfruitful life has no dominion. Mm-hmm. The only life that has power and can dominate is the life that is fruitful. Mm-hmm. The one that was given, the servant that was given one talent, was unfruitful, mm-hmm. has no dominion, mm-hmm. has no power. Thou, he never get the word, thou good and faithful servant. The word was, you are wicked.
Mm-hmm. And lazy.
And lazy. Mm-hmm. That's not a fruitful person. That's not a person with dominion. Mm-hmm. You look at the one with the two, he has dominion. Thou good and faithful servant, because you have faithful over few things, now I make you rulers over much. You have the power now. He got the power, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Now that his life is now what? Fruitful. Now he gets the power.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the power without the fruit. It's not going to work. Sorry. It does not go to work. If you need power in your life, you got. All right. Let's just put it this way. Emily, if the word is not working in your life, there's no power.
Mm-hmm.
If the word is not working in your life, there's no dominion.
Mm-hmm.
There's
exactly.
no power. So in order for the word to work in your life, you got to sow it in your life, and you got to water it, and it grows in your life, and you got power through the word.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The word is the power.
Oh, the word.
The word is the power. We're not going in our own strength. We're going in the power of the word, the revelation of the word, obedience to the instruction of the word, following the principles of the word, and they bring results. Make your day count. Have the storms of life left you in a distant place of heartache, fear, or distress? Join Celebration Tabernacle Church for our Follow the Yellow Brick Road Easter Play and Resurrection Sunday celebration, April 20th, 10 a.m. at the Space Coast Convention Center. Be ready for powerful praise and worship, glorious dance, and a life-changing message. We will see the salvation of many souls Easter Sunday. Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
are
your day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.